It's 1975, and I was 17. It was a hot summer in Philadelphia, and my friends and I didn't have much to do. Our Tacony neighborhood was a working class with mostly immigrant families. Around dinner time each night, the aroma of different ethnic foods filled the streets. It was truly a melting pot. It was my home. The mothers were a group of housewives that made it their business to know everything. They always seemed to know what me and my friends were up to. We viewed them as annoying busybodies. My friends and I didn't have too many things to keep us occupied. Honestly, we were bored. We had train tracks in our neighborhood where freight trains were left overnight. A small group of my friends decided they were going to become train robbers. One of the nights in particular, they brought back hard liquor. Wasn't whiskey, wasn't vodka, it was cordials. I remember green cream de menthe and blackberry brandy. The neighborhood was not a pretty sight the next morning after a group of teenagers had been drinking all night long. My friend and I were on the corner, again, with nothing to do. They were trying to convince me to join them that night, and I'm seriously considering doing so. Then a Philadelphia police car comes slowly rounding the corner. He flips his lights on, gets out of his car, and points his gun directly at me and yells, "Freeze." Now, my father had taught me, whenever there are police around, either get away as fast as you can or just keep still. I'm standing with my hands raised above my head and my whole body is shaking when one of the mothers shows up, Mrs. McGee. She starts yelling at the cop, "What's going on? What has he done? What are you doing?" I fit the description of somebody who had committed a murder in our neighborhood. A police sergeant shows up with a bullhorn. As he's going through, trying to get people back, people are chanting, "Let him go, let him go." Then we hear a crackle over the police radios. They had actually apprehended the suspect somewhere else in the neighborhood. As things had calmed down, I sat on the steps of Mrs. McGee's row house. I was soon surrounded by Mrs. Salkowski, Mrs. Watson, Mrs. O'Brien, Mrs. Sorrentino, and the rest of the mothers, and most of the neighborhood. Mrs. McGee even brought me a water ice. They were all making sure that I was okay. As I sat there listening to the hum of a dozen different accents blending into one chorus of relief, I finally understood. America isn't a place where you are perfect. It's a place where you are protected by the very people you thought were just watching you. I'm Paul Heary, and this is the time that I felt American.